On the other hand, the amount of intellectual exchange that went on between Western Europe and the Byzantine and particularly the Islamic world as a result of the Crusades is rather disappointing. And that is, again, because of the lack of bilinguals, the problem of translation. I mentioned that in connection with the Byzantine intellectual tradition. This was even more so in Outremer. The Crusader states were, after all, a provincial society. Those who knew Arabic, such as Raymond III, had a very rough and ready knowledge of Arabic. It was good for ransoming prisoners and exchanging diplomatic pleasantries. Arabic authors indicate that Crusaders had interests in warfare and hunting with their Muslim counterparts, but no Crusader ever read the Quran, as far as we can tell. And the only great Crusader king who knew Arabic and knew anything about Islam was Frederick II, and he learned that in Sicily, in the Regno. And it's in Sicily, at Palermo, it's in Spain, where you had Christian and Muslim and Jewish bilinguals and even trilinguals, where the achievements of Arabic literature, such as commentaries on Aristotle, mathematics, including algebra, medicine, scientific observations, all building on the Greek tradition, were translated in Latin and made available to the European intellectual communities, particularly to the University of Paris, to such great thinkers such as Abelard. And so in that sense, the Crusades played a very limited role. And its impact was more long-term in eventually stimulating that transfer of the Greek heritage in the late 13th century on. Well, in terms of intellectual, in cultural exchange, there's also the issue of the visual arts. And here, there was exchange because visual arts are always easier to exchange than, say, texts, which will require translations and scholars. In painting, mosaics, decorative arts, the Crusaders brought a very rich tradition to the Levant. We find in the Kingdom of Jerusalem, from the manuscripts that have come down to us, that Crusader miniature painting, the so-called illuminated manuscripts, is first-rate work. The kings of Jerusalem, the counts of Tripoli, the princes of Antioch were all very, very eager in sponsoring those types of arts that with which they were familiar at home. And so these are arts that are of a very high level and were brought to the Near East. Unfortunately, other types of art, such as architecture, the paintings and mosaics don't survive to nearly the degree in Outremer. It's much harder to study transmission because there is a concerted effort by the Mamluk sultans to destroy the Crusader presence. Baibars, who captures a number of the Crusader ports, the great Mamluk sultan, who really initiates the final counterattack, destroys the tombs of the kingdom of kings of Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, he levels any kind of monument that would remind Muslims of a Christian presence. So much of the monumental art is destroyed, so it's difficult to know what went on in churches, and we're forced to depend on textiles, on decorative arts. And here we are able to see quite a significant exchange going on. Western Europeans had their own achievements, in such as illuminated manuscripts, apparently in stained glass windows, all achievements peculiar to Western Europe. On the other hand, they picked up a great deal from Byzantine, from Armenian, from what I would call Syrian Christians, that is, Christians of the Jacobite Church, working in older traditions. These include ivory work. These include various types of mosaic work, the decorative arts. And there is an exchange that goes on. We find a number of mixed types of objects. We find also definitely tapestries and textiles from both traditions are moving in both directions. So that the Crusades does lead to some type of important cultural and exchange with these visual arts. Fresco painting, mosaics. Crusader kings were extremely receptive to the Byzantine arts in that regard. King Fulk and his wife, Queen Melisende, not only sponsored the building of European-style churches, particularly in the Romanesque style, they also encouraged the decoration of churches using very often Byzantine and Byzantine-trained painters and mosaicists. So in this sense, they were right in line of what I mentioned earlier in Norman Sicily. They were quite receptive to that Byzantine tradition and transmitting many of those techniques out to Western Europe. And we have reports by pilgrims who are really quite stunned and appreciative of the kind of decorations they see in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. So the pace of transmitting Byzantine visual arts to Western Europe is quickened by this experience of the Crusades. we're not nearly as certain of what in the way of Muslim artistic traditions were transferred west. There seems to have been very, very limited. They go down to only certain decorative elements in sculpture, on architecture, or on pillars, and it's much more limited. So the Crusaders were far more receptive to the Christian traditions of the Near East, which were sent west.